the bottom of the hour, Robert Kiyosaki is going to join me. He's the author of the international bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I massacred all of this at the end of the last segment, so just ignore it and let's move on. And we're going to talk about his new book that's out right now, Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. And, you know, he talks about how, not just the millennials, but, you know, Generation X, we were talking about them last night. How about some of the younger kids don't, not that they don't stand a chance, but nobody, unless somebody teaches them about finance, unless somebody teaches them, you know, how to handle your money, how to be able to take care of yourself down the road, they're going to be in a world of hurt. They're going to have a problem. There's no way around it. When you don't know how to save and you don't know how you're getting beat by some of these credit card companies, and you'll hear us talk about it in the interview, 22%, 21%, whatever it is, it's way too much money. You know what I'm saying? So we did this story last year, there was a study done that you parents are more comfortable. You ready for this one? You're more comfortable about talking to your kids about sex than you are about the about finances. And I think some of that is because you don't know how to handle finances yourself. I'm not saying I'm any better. All I'm saying, though, is that it's kind of hard to talk about it, right? When you can't do it yourself. I remember I tell this story all the time, and my stepdad caught me smoking in the garage. And I used to go out every night, thinking I was a smart guy, you know. I'd go out and I would brush the dog. That was I'm going to go out in the garage, brush the dog, because you don't want to brush him in a house because you don't want the hair all over the place. I go out in the garage and brush the dog. And I remember him peering through the garage window with a cigarette in his hand. I'll never forget it. And he smoking that cigarette and just laughing up the storm because he caught me smoking. And I don't smoke anymore, but he caught me smoking at the time. And he came in and yelling and screaming with a half a smirk on his face, brought me in the house. My mother went through the roof. You know the story, right? You know how it goes. And I remember him giving me the lecture how bad it was smoking. It was a bad habit to start. It's a hard habit to kick. Yada, 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 yada. The man smoked like a chimney. It might have been a different conversation if he sat down and said, look at the trouble I'm having. I'm hacking up a lung. I cough all the time. I sound like I've been sucking on rocks all my life. Here's what's going on. Here's what I need you to do. You need help? Stop smoking? Do you need some help? Because I'll help you. But that's not what he did. So I just get a kick out of stuff like this. So you parents that are more afraid to talk to your kids about finances than sex, you're more comfortable to talk about sex. That's scary. Robert Kiyosaki. Now he's the author of the international bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He'll be on with me right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on USA Radio Network. Back. You are listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And look, be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can hop in a live chat room. I can keep you busy for hours. I'd rather keep you busy for hours listening, but I can keep you busy for hours. Remember, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something about the world around you. Again, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You're listening on USA Radio Network. I want to bring on my next guest, and it's been a while since I've had him on, but I enjoyed him. The first time I had him on the show, we learned so much from him. I've got Robert Kiyosaki on the line with me, and Robert, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. I love your program.
Yeah, thank you. The you are the international best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, I can't tell you how many times I was in the computer business 22 years or 23 years, and I can't tell you how many times I walked into a CEO's office or a CFO's office and saw that book sitting on their desk and never really got it till I first got to, you know, got you on the show and actually read it shortly after that. So it was really an eye-opener for me and interesting. I could see why they had it sitting on their desk. Now, your new book is A Chance for Your Money, Your Life in Our World. I mean, I don't – you're very much an optimist, my friend, because I'm looking around and I'm watching people still in a bad way, still in a bad way with their finances, with their homes. And, you know, you've got jobs that are coming up that are more part-time jobs than full-time jobs. Come on, shed some light on the situation here.
Well, my book, Second Chance, is the main reason I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Now, let me explain something. In Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I was writing about the future. And Second Chance, the reason it's an important book, is the future is today, if that makes sense to you.
Yep.
So in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I said savers are losers, that the 401k was a ripoff, that your house was not an asset. And then every financial planner just came down on me, you know, because the markets were going up. And then in 2002, I published Rich Dad's Prophecy, which said the biggest stock market crash in history was coming in 2016. And that's 3 or 4 months away. Again, I got hammered by Smart Money, Money Magazine, Wall Street. But the good news is today a few people, maybe 1 out of 100, right, might understand what I've been saying. So that's why I wrote Second Chance. It's now that my predictions, my Rich Dad's Prophecy, is coming true, and next year the proof will be in the pudding. That's why. So hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
The reason is that people have no financial education. So let me explain something. The baby boom generation is the big, it may have been the luckiest generation up to now, but they're going to be the biggest screwed generation in history. And the reason for that is we are the only generation that has a thing called a 401k. And the reason that's important is in 1974, you know, most people like my dad had what was called a defined benefit pension plan.
Right.
What that, you know, that meant that as long as you lived, you had a paycheck for life. Then in 74, an act called ERISA, E-R-I-S-A, Employee Retirement Income Security Act, which became the 401k in 1981. Basically, what that said is employees, you're on your own. Or the company is no longer going to take care of you. The company will no longer pay for your retirement. So the baby boom generation is the first generation that will run out of money. In other words, they will not have enough money to live on. And this is going to be one of the biggest catastrophes in world history. But without financial education in our schools, many people think a 401k is a good idea. And that's why I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad in 1997. It came out. I said, look, you better start waking up. You know, jobs are going to be lost. Savers will be losers, and your house is not an asset, and now it's coming true. So 2016 is right around the corner. And the reason 2016 is the year, the 401k has a clause inside the law that says when you turn 70 and a half, you must sell. You must get out of the 401k.
Wow.
And that means the market cannot go up after that.
Yeah, this is
so that's why I wrote Second Chance.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to me as I'm looking at this. Now, you say your house is not an asset. We've been bombarded, what, 2.5 years, almost 3 years now with these reverse mortgage advertisements, and how many seniors are sitting there thinking that that home is what's going to save their butts in their later lives. But, you know, some of these people are living. I've got friends of mine that are 80 and 90 years old, and, yeah, they're not financially doing – I mean, they're not living in the gutter, don't get me wrong, but they're really not doing that well between Social Security and the money they're pulling out of their homes. I mean, these people are going to be in a world of hurt if they're totally dependent on the home. True or not?
Oh, yeah. Look, there's only 1% of Americans are okay financially. And I've always said for years, why don't we have financial education in our schools? Well, there's a reason for that. And I cover that in my book, Second Chance, is they don't want you to have financial education. They want you to invest in a 401k filled with mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETFs, and those things. This is the problem with, let's take the ETF. ETFs do okay when the markets go up. But when markets crash, they crash faster than the market.
Yeah, I'm still, Robert, waiting for the market to crash. I hear, and I don't mean that in a negative way, don't get me wrong, but I get economists on all the time, and, you know, the economy's going to crash, the stock market's going to tank, and I've been listening to this now. 6 years I've been doing this show, and I'm not trying to bring it on, but I always say the same thing to them, and I say the same thing to you. When? Well, you know, what is it that makes them believe it's going to crash? What's the perfect financial storm that's going to bring it down? And you're right, most of them will say, you know, it's coming up in 16, and what brings that about is, you know, when the Fed raises rates, when, you know, this happens overseas, when the dollar, and I've been listening to this for 6 years. I'm not believing you anymore. Am I off, or are they off?
No, it's coming down.
Okay.
You know, this is the whole point, okay? I don't give it goes up and down. Because if I have financial education, I make money down. The average person without financial education can only get wiped out. So there's people sitting on the sideline now hoping it comes down. And the toppier the market gets, the more the government does, you know, props it up with the what's called the plunge protection team from the president. it just sits up there hanging in space. But there's no fundamentals underneath to keep it up. Now, it's going to boom one more time. Simply because as the emerging markets crash and China goes down, money will move into the U.S. market. Then it's aloha, as they say. So that's why back in 2000, I said the year was 2016. And it's you can read my book, Rich Dad's Prophecy. It's coming true.
Now, you know, what about the real estate market? Where's your mind at with that? Is that going to take another tank, too? Are we in a fake bubble right now again? Because, you know, some areas, especially in California, that were depressed before are now up and gaining, you know, 6, 7, 8% a year over the last 2 years.
Right. Well, it depends. Real estate is different than the stock market. The stock market is an international market where real estate is local. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Very much.
So if jobs are moving in, real estate is dependent upon jobs. If jobs are moving in, real estate stays strong. But if, you know, like Detroit right now, Detroit was the richest city in America. And when I say that to people, they go, isn't it still the richest city? I said, no, it's the poorest city today. look at cities in California. They're completely bankrupt. Puerto Rico is bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, there's no crash coming. I said, well, it's already here. That's why. It hasn't hit your area yet.
Yeah, Robert, I see it a little differently. I see we're in for a big problem here, but I'm looking at it like people have, to a degree, have false senses of security. But you're looking at we're being told the job market is better. You know, there's about 90 some odd million people out of work in this country that could work. Then you've got these jobs that are being created on a regular basis when over 72% of them are part-time jobs. You cannot feed your family on a part-time job. And if your home is taking up two or even three of those jobs, it's a false sense of security out there that it looks like things are getting better. I believe part of it is what the administration is painting. But, man, it just bothers me to no end. I'm not a well-educated man, and I look at this stuff and say, can't you see this? Am I the only one seeing this? And you can answer that on the other side of the break. I believe in capitalism. We've got to make some money here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Stay with us. Because I got so much more coming up after the break. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. We are are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. TheRealSide.com is where you want to head over to, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take advantage of the poll that I have up there. There's also a live chat room. Smarter people than I are in that chat room. So if you don't like what I'm saying, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but you can always have a conversation with them, and they will set you straight. I guarantee it. I've asked international author, bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki to join me here today. And Robert, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy your program.
Yeah, and we're talking about your book, Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. And like I said, you are a very, very, very optimistic man. You know, I'm looking at the, you know, like we talked about earlier, real estate market. If you missed any of it, you got to go back and get the segment. I don't recap real estate market, housing markets, you know, just where things are at and where people are at in their lives financially. And, you know, you're talking about the baby boomers being in a bad place. Let's talk about some of the younger people who were never really taught to, as you alluded to, manage money in school, I would imagine, or from their parents, you know, the millennials, Generation X, and that kind of thing. Are they also in a world of hurt?
Well, without financial education, certainly they are. I mean, you know, they go out and look for a job. Many of them are not in credit card debt, but student loan debt. There was just an article in the New York Times that the student loan debt is $1.2 trillion.
Wow.
A lot of money. Now, the other point is this, is that the people that service that debt collect $600 million a year. In other words, the reason they have student loans is to collect the service fees for it. So if they just stop collecting the service fees for the $600 million, they could retire in 2 years the entire student loan debt. But that's not what they want. They want that student to be in debt so that they can collect the fees. And when you understand that, you'll go, oh, my God, why am I in college? You know?
Well, you know, I had a hard time selling college to my kids because I was doing well in the computer world. I never went to college. I, you know, learned through the industry how to do it. And they would always say to me, why should I go? Why? You're doing okay. Why should I go do this?
Yeah, and I'm not saying education is bad.
Right.
I'm just saying without financial education.
Right.
Like, let me give you the kids are financially illiterate. For example, you know this word, these two words, save money?
Yes.
Well, what they don't tell you is this, and I'm an old guy. In 1970, if I put $1 million in the bank, I got 15% interest. So 15% times $1 million, the math's not that hard. It's $150,000 a year. Now, back in 1970, you could live on $150,000. Today, if you put $1 million in the bank, you're lucky to get 1%. In other words, your $1 million now earns you $10,000. And if you're trying to live on $10,000, you're technically below the poverty line, although
right.
A millionaire. And that's why I wrote Second Chance. Boy, you better start figuring this stuff out and realize you've been lied to by the financial services business and our school system.
But it goes a little bit beyond that. When I look at and I listen to some of these young kids talk, you know, I'm a trustee on a school board, but you and I hold a lot of the same values. And I talk to them about this stuff all the time. You know, the credit cards, not a big deal for them. Car loans, not a big deal for them. Personal loans. And I don't know. I have my listeners will send me these slips they get in the mail where you can borrow $5,000 and only pay back $241. They don't read the fine print twice a month for the next 10 years. You know, they're coming off the reservations with these loans. But they don't think anything of this stuff. The credit card loans are 22%, 21%. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't understand the reality behind this money. Am I off again?
No, but that's why I wrote Second Chance, is you better start getting smart. Second Chance is a thick book, but the reason it's thick, like all of my books, I do my best to keep the complex simple. So in the book are these charts and graphs you can look at, and most of them are government charts and graphs. And you can look at it and take a deep breath. Now, that book is not very popular amongst my financial planner friends.
All right, Robert. So, you know, the kids, again, with the high credit card rates, the high car loan rates, I mean, they're not I'm looking at car loans. If you have no credit or you're a young person, you really have not a solid job. You're not making that $15 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Your interest rates on a car loan could be 18, 19, 20%. So we've sold these kids down the road, or these young men and women with credit card debts okay, car loan debts okay, It's just craziness happening with them. I don't know how they're going to get ahead. What's their second chance?
Well, they have time, hopefully. See, the people I'm talking to today are baby boomers. I don't think they know how deep in trouble they are. And like I said, the flaw started in 1974 with a 401k. And with the 401k, which was a complete ripoff, because you put your money, you gave your money to Wall Street for mutual funds and ETFs, and they sucked fees out of them for the whole time. And now, when the market crashes, because it starts to crash in 2016, because the baby boomers turn 70 and a half, and they're required to move their, to pull the money out and pay tax on it. So that's why the idea that invest in the long term in the stock market, I'm very concerned about the boomers. The millennials have some time to learn, but the baby boomers are out of time, and that's why second chance is written.
Now I know that that this is not legal financial information that people should, you know, check all this out on their own. But so are you know, we talked about real estate. You said that was a whole different animal. Are people better off knowing that this stock market crash might come upon us? Because I'm not going to say yes, my crystal ball doesn't work. But are they better off in real estate kind of investments? I mean, gold and silver seems like it's taking a nosedive too. So real estate seems to be the only place to hang out.
Well, that's why the Rich Dad Company stands for financial education. Let me just say one more thing to make it easy on your listeners. I produced a video, it's 60 minutes long, called The Man Who Could See the Future. It's free. Go to richdad.com and download it, The Man Who Could See the Future. And I created that for people who don't like to read. And then the idea is that once you watch the video, I suggest you discuss it with friends, family, and loved ones, and then make up your mind what you should do. See, the problem with most people is they're waiting for somebody to tell them what to do. And then they find financial planners. And financial planners are salespeople. They're not rich people. And they will recommend what gives them the biggest commission. And not to say they're bad people. I'm saying they have self-interest. And most financial planners do not know how the 401k really works. You see, when you buy a mutual fund, you're sucked out with fees. With ETFs, like I said, when the markets go down, they go down faster and farther. And in 2016, the baby boomers, due to a law in the 401k system, must start withdrawing. So this idea that the market goes up for the long term is a bunch of BS.
Wow.
And so that's why I wrote Second Chance. I create the video. And I want you to think for yourself, because what you should do and I should do are completely different things.
I'm amazed that there were a lot of the stuff that wasn't taught. You know, and again, to our baby boomers, to my dad and what have you, his advice to me was always, you know, keep your nose to the grindstone, work hard for the company, you know, make sure you put a few bucks away for your retirement, and that's the best you can hope for. I mean, what that's, you know, right now that's biting him. He's having, I hope he's not listening, but you know, he's having to work hard in his older age to make ends meet and make things happen. That philosophy didn't work. What would you tell young people today? If I had a few of them listening, what would you tell them to do today to make sure that in the future they're gonna be well off? They're gonna be able to take care of themselves.
Okay, that's the same advice. You know, I created this video, it's 60 minutes long. It's called The Man That Could See the Future. Watch the video; it's free. Discuss it with your friends, and then you figure out what you should do. You see, I love real estate. When the market crashed in 2007, I never made so much money because real investors make more money when markets crash. So I made millions in 2007 as markets went down. And what happens is the average person jumps in when the markets are going up, which is the worst thing you can do. So the problem is most people don't understand the correlation between booms and busts. Also, you know, the people talk about the Great Depression was huge and the crash of 1929 was huge. Inside my book, Second Chance, you can look at it, and you'll see the Great Depression and the stock market crash of 29 was nothing. Nothing like the one that's coming. So that's why I hope to scare people to think. Now, if you're going to listen to your financial planner, it might be the best thing for you. but don't think they know much more than you. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well,
you don't ask a life insurance salesman if you need more insurance. They always say yes.
That's true. That's a very true statement. All right, Robert, we're up against the time, and tell people more where they get more information about you, and even get your new book. Where do they find Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World?
Well, Second Chance is available, and it's got a lot of pictures in it. But I recommend getting my video, Man Who Can See the Future. It's free. It's easier to watch and then read the book if you want to read more. That's what I suggest. My job is to make it as simple as possible so everybody can, or most people can understand. That's my job.
Well, I appreciate you being with me here today. Appreciate the time that you spent with me here on the air.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back on soon again. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, and when I do these interviews, it's always interesting. I wish I could play what goes on during the break, because it's totally different. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me. Got a whole nother hour. Yeah, an hour of lunacy at the top of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I got a lot I want to get off my chest. We'll be right back.